I'd see him sitting on that couch all day long, just staring at that Hollywood hogwash.
Our favorite show was Hollywood Hogwash.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Hollywood Hogwash. I'm Andrew Pisano along with Josh Reese.
Is this on? Testing? What's up, fans? How's it going? Good today, right?
What?
It's a great day today. It's hot.
It's hot as hell.
And you know what? The action this week was pretty hot as well.
Let's try that again.
Oh, Lord. Hot as well. Herogasm, mega hot.
Oh, my God. Herogasm. Right? Do we have to talk about Herogasm?
I mean, holy shit. I think that should be the whole podcast. But, I mean, we did see some other things as well. Obi-Wan yes. and... Also, Toy Story 5, you know, we were all over the place. This
dumbass, we go, just like I told you last week, two grown-ass men go into the movie theater to see a kid's movie together.
We were like the only people in the theater.
And this dumbass goes up and he goes, one for Toy Story, please? And she's like, what?
I honestly thought it was Toy Story. I was like... It took me a second. I was like, oh, wait, not Toy Story? What the fuck were you
You thought we were seeing a Toy Story movie?
I thought it was like Toy Story 5. There's so many Toy Stories.
Jesus.
And this is a Toy Story, you know.
Ish.
It's ish. Yeah, it's in that universe.
Yeah.
The Toy Story
universe. And I want to thank you, Josh, for making me see this movie that I did not enjoy.
No, we're going to get to it eventually.
It's just a kid's movie.
This movie was way, way better than Jurassic World.
First of all,
Jurassic Dominion?
There's no point in comparing the two movies. What's the point in comparing the two movies?
One I had fun in, the other one I didn't.
But they have nothing to do with. They have nothing to do with each other.
One I would see again, the other one I would never see again.
You would not see this again.
I mean, like, look, would I would see it again before I would see the other one again. If that makes sense.
Okay. Well, no. Do you ever make sense?
That makes sense. That tracks.
All right, yeah, we're going to talk the Obi-Wan season finale, Herogasm episode of The Boys, a little bit of Lightyear. But first, we have to cover the news and rumors, a.k.a. the Hollywood Hogwash. There's not really a lot of top stories this week, but...
Ezra Miller's, you know, in his hiding hole, so I mean...
There's no update on Ezra Miller.
He's still out there somewhere.
Well, maybe. He could be dead for all we know.
Oh, wouldn't that be a kicker?
Him, his mom, and that girl. We don't know what's going on.
Oof.
Why is the mom in on it? Like, what's that about?
I don't know.
It's all craziness. It's strange. So Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige told Total Film that the next Thanos-level threat will begin to reveal itself in the coming months. And everyone figured it would be Kang the Conqueror
right.
from Loki, or will that just be for the Loki series?
Because
Loki's not coming back till 2023. It could be Galactus because of Eternals.
Right. You know, you got to think that Kang is going to figure into the whole picture as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the one that kind of opened up the universe, so to speak.
Well, it was Sylvie who broke the timeline. Yeah.
Fucking Lokis. Always fucking things up.
But yeah, so I guess we'll see what he means by that. When is Comic-Con? Did Comic-Con already happen this year?
I'm not sure. But so
we got Comic Palooza coming to Houston, which we're actually going to be at.
And yeah, that would be that
in a
is
few
gonna
weeks.
Be fun.
We're going to be doing a live podcast there. We're trying to get Adam Cole and or Adam Page to be guests on the show. So we'll see because they're going to be there.
Fingers crossed.
They're like, yeah, sure. We'll do the podcast. What's the name? What's wrong with wrestling? Get the fuck out of here. No, we're not allowed to do that. Yeah.
So he says that the next Thanos level threat is going to be real in the next couple months.
Yes, that's what he said.
So it doesn't sound like it's going to be in Thor.
No,
he would
no.
say it would be more recently, right?
Yeah, of course.
So
Comic-Con is July 21st. So okay. it's, yeah. you know, they could reveal something big there. They usually do.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll see.
Interesting.
Marvel Studios headed to Comic-Con for Hall H panel. Yeah, of course they are.
Are we going there too?
No.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Well, that's kind of, you know what? It's kind of like the WrestleMania for this podcast when you think about it. But
next year,
Comic-Con's a lot of money.
It is. It is.
I wonder what it's up to right now. I would love to go one day.
No, definitely it should be a bucket list item.
Comic-Palooza is like, I mean, it's cool, but it's nothing like what you see Comic-Con.
Yeah, it's
the watered-down like version.
The AAA version. Not even the AAA version. Double A version.
Yeah.
You know, it's a couple levels
up. And usually like tickets sell out right away. I'm trying to find it on the, I don't even see where it says you could even buy any tickets. Yeah. But no, that would be cool to go to that one day.
One day.
Comic-Con. One day. Also, Christian Bale also told Total Film that he didn't know what the MCU was before agreeing to be in Thor Love and Thunder.
There's no way that's possible.
Of course it is. Are you kidding?
He's never like, heard of it?
He's like a real actor. He doesn't pay attention to that shit.
He's like Martin Scorsese, I guess.
No, he's not like Martin Scorsese because he was Batman for... But no, I don't think he probably doesn't see all these MCU movies. But Bale said people would go, oh, look at this. He's entered the MCU. And I'd go, I've done what? I haven't entered shit.
That is kind of funny.
And someone had to explain it to him. So yeah, that was good. Also, Doctor Strange 2, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is now available on Disney Plus.
Yep.
One of my best friends finally saw it because it was on Disney Plus.
What was his take on it?
He was not really a fan of it. He didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But
I did.
I want to watch it again. I mean, I saw it twice when it was in theaters. But yeah, I want to see it again because I like the movie.
I did see something where the director, what was his name?
Sam Raimi.
Sam Raimi. He was saying that the reason why Reed Richards was, you know, John from The Office.
John Krasinski.
John Krasinski was basically because it was fan service.
Right.
And I was like, you know,
because people wanted it.
Yeah,
so
they
did
wanted
it
to happen. So they made it happen. But there were so many other things that I wanted in that movie. And it was just, you know, it was great to see that, but, you know, he didn't fan service it up enough, in my opinion. Still a really good movie.
Yeah. I remember we both liked it, but yeah.
We both did like it.
Also, while speaking with Metro.co.uk at the Tribeca Film Festival, Bob Odenkirk was asked about how he felt to have Bryan Cranston and Aaron Paul back on the set for one last appearance for Better Call Saul. Mm-hmm. And Odenkirk said it was so good seeing Brian and Aaron playing Walt and Jesse. It's not just one time.
Wow, wow, wow.
And
wow,
it was
wow
great.
Wow.
He said.
Walt's still alive. Hashtag Walt still alive.
No.
Walt is still alive. He's in prison, receiving cancer treatment.
Vince Gilligan is not stupid.
Jesse's breaking him out. Vince They're going to start the blue meth again.
Vince Gilligan is not that stupid. He's not going to ruin the entire Breaking Bad series.
So the only thing that this can be is just like you had said before, just kind of like flashbacks. Because there's no way that Walt can be in the present because Walt is dead.
And you know? and Jesse's in
Alaska.
Yeah, he's living happily ever after in Alaska.
Right, where's that show? To be honest, the Jesse spinoff in Alaska.
That's not a show. He's working at a coffee shop for all we know. It's boring.
He's logging in Alaska. I kind of want to see that.
No, like Jesse,
he gets the itch and he sees like meth and he's like, oh, maybe I can bring a empire here in Alaska.
He doesn't want anything to. You have no clue what the character of Jesse wants.
No, I know. He wants to.
He wants to be a woodworker. He wants to have a regular life now. He went to Alaska, and for all we know, he settled down. He found a woman. He has a family, and he just lives a quiet, peaceful life now.
He probably does. He probably does.
That's the whole point. But yeah, Better Call Saul returns in 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
So next week, I know, you know, we've been talking about, maybe we should do like a little like refresher just to get everybody back up to speed.
We're going to watch it again. We just saw it.
No, but just get people back up to speed, you know, like, hey, this is what happened. You know, this is where we're at. These are things that need to be.
It hasn't been that long.
I want to get back into it. I got to watch that final episode one more time, I think.
Sure, go for it.
I need to see it. I need to see it. Oh, so good.
What do you have?
So this week I got a couple interesting things. One of the things that I saw,
I'll be the judge of that,
was the Russo brothers had an idea of who could play Wolverine next, and it's not Hugh Jackman.
Well, why would it be Hugh Jackman if it's a new actor?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, it'd be someone new. So Chris Evans has said that, you know, he kind of doesn't want to come back as, you know, Captain America. Kind of feels that that story has kind of been told. So to bring him back, they thought there would be kind of a unique and fresh take if he became Wolverine.
That doesn't make any sense. That makes no sense.
In a different universe.
All.
I mean,
no,
if you're a superhero here, maybe you're a superhero. No. And they both got developed in a lab
for
the army. I could see it happening. So speaking on comicbook.com.
I don't like that idea at all. I think that's you got to get a new actor.
They asked if there was a superhero that they would like to see play the Gray Man. Their response,
Holy shit, man. Read this before you fucking.
Their response was Wolverine, the beloved character recently vacated by Hugh Jackman after nine films in the role. The brothers who directed Evans for four Marvel movies starring with Captain America, the Winter Soldier.
All right, what else we got, Josh?
They think that Evans should suit up as the X-Men.
You just told us that.
Evans has incredible range and great physicality, and he's a real good at body. He's really good at body control.
And what are you good at?
He's an incredible actor. I don't mean this in a bad way, but he's nothing like Captain America. Steve Rogers is very controlled and quiet.
All right, I think
and
we get
understated.
It. I think we get it.
Chris is energetic,
what
funny, and
there,
charismatic.
Josh?
And he brings a lot of energy to the set. I would love to see him do something like Wolverine.
What else, Josh? That's dumb. That's a bad idea.
I think it'd be good.
They're just politicking. They're not. They don't really mean it. They know that would be dumb.
I don't know. I don't mind it. So, July, you know, I was going to talk about some of the things that are coming back in July.
Oh, okay.
And on the streaming services. On Amazon, The Terminal List with Chris Pratt, kind of like a...
It's a movie, right?
No, it's a TV series.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. It's a TV series. It's starting on July 1st. It's the one... It's not where he's... what was that terrible TV series that we watched? I guess that
Reacher?
I watched Reacher. It's not like Reacher, but it's kind of like that, to where he's a military guy. Uh-huh. And, you know, he's got people on his list that he's got to kill, blah, 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 blah. So that's coming out on Amazon. I have kind of high hopes for it, hoping it's not going to be anything like Reacher. Netflix, the second part of Stranger Things is coming out on July 1st.
The last two episodes of season four. Episodes.
And on Hulu, Solar Opposites, the complete season three, is coming out on July 13th.
I don't know what that is.
It's the creators of Rick and Morty. They do Solar Opposites. It's a really good show. I love it. It's like a good animation.
It's a cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's done by the creators of Rick and Morty, Justin Roy Land and a couple other guys.
Yeah.
So the other thing I have is Top Gun 2, Electric Boogaloo. I'm just kidding. That's a
Josh.
That's a tired joke. Has crossed $1 billion in total gross.
Pretty impressive. Year. That's worldwide.
Yeah, worldwide. That's pretty interesting.
People like airplanes. People like jet planes.
I'd seen a lot of people out there. You know, there's like no agenda behind it and stuff like that. It's just a fun action movie. And for so many times you get tired of all these movies kind of telling you what to think and you know, being too over the top on things. And
right.
This was just a really fun family frump.
Romp. Good God.
There we go.
You see, you didn't do your tongue exercises today. That's the
I
problem.
Need to do my tongue exercises for sure. So yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. Apparently it tied Jurassic World in the box office this week.
Yeah.
So interesting.
Well, no. It's not Jurassic World. It tied Elvis.
Elvis.
Yeah, they both apparently made $30.5 million. Now the official number will come out, you know, Monday. We're recording on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it'll be a little different. But yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else? Should we get to our action movie list?
Before that, I just had one more update. Yellowstone Season 5, for all the Yellowstone fans out there. Yellowstone's an amazing show that Andrew hasn't watched yet, but he will. Paramount Network. Paramount Network says the premiere date will be Sunday, November 13th this year. So really excited.
Yellowstone
for that to come
or
out.
The prequel?
No, Yellowstone. The debut show has not been updated, or oh. Their other show. The triple quadruple.
But Yellowstone's not on
show.
Paramount Plus.
No. Yellowstone,
what network is Yellowstone on?
Paramount. Paramount Network.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So the spinoff show of Netflix, Quadruple Six, it's about a ranch in Texas.
Yeah.
That show is not going to debut on Paramount Plus like they said it was. It's actually going to be debuting on the Paramount Network.
Yeah.
But no timetable for that.
Right.
And the Quadruple Sixes is a series about when Comanches still ruled West Texas, and there was no ranch in America more steeped in the history of the West more than the Quadruple Sixes.
All right.
It's actually a real ranch. I don't know if you know this.
I did not.
Yeah, it's a real ranch in West Texas, and it's where the, I guess they got the name of the King Ranch truck.
Okay.
You know, the Ford King Ranch?
Sure.
That big-ass diesel truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where that came from, or the name for that came from, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm excited. I like Yellowstone. It's like a current, current Western.
My parents love it as well. I know a lot of people that love it.
Yeah, it's good. You should check it out, man.
Maybe I will, but it's hard to watch everything. Can't watch everything nowadays. There's so much.
That is true.
You know?
There's a lot of shit out there.
So, all right, let's get to our action movie list.
All right, I'm excited.
We said we were
going
to do a top 10. I did a top 25.
Of course, because Andrew doesn't follow the rules.
Follow the rules. It's our show. Make up any rules we want. So, I'll let you go first since your list is lesser than mine.
Okay.
And by lesser, I mean
just
less
the lesser
movies
of numbers.
And also not as important.
No, mine is going to be the penultimate list.
Yeah, there you go.
The penultimate list is going to be mine for sure. All right, so.
Well, first of all, I don't know about you, but I based my list off of movies that are truly considered action movies. Mm-hmm. You know, like Josh saying Predator was a horror film.
That was technically a horror film.
No superhero movies are on my list.
Same.
I didn't put The Departed, Fight Club, or Inglourious Basterds because to me those are more like dramas.
Yeah, more like thrillers.
Or thrillers.
Or yeah.
I also didn't include like Back to the Future or Jurassic Park because those are more like adventure films.
Adventure. And there's not really much action in, you know, Back to the Future, to be honest.
I mean, there's action, the fucking DeLorean and shit. But yeah, it's more of an adventure. So
more adventure.
We'll save it for adventure movies.
The same with Pirates of the Caribbean 1. That's adventure.
Yeah, that's adventure. Yeah. I mean, there, obviously there's action in the movie, but I would consider it more of adventure.
Same.
So, all right, go ahead and read off your list first.
All right. So starting at number 10, we've got Speed, one of the best action movies in the 90s.
I don't know why people...
Really great. Loved it.
I think people just have member berries about Speed. It wasn't that good.
I liked it. It's good. I liked it.
It was all right.
Number 9 was kind of an entry just this year because I'd just seen it.
Yeah.
And it was really, really good. Nobody with Bob Odenkirk.
Man, I might have to... I forgot about that one.
Really, really good. And that movie was nonstop action.
I might have to put that on my list.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, all right.
So number 8, you got to have a James Bond movie on there. And No Time to Die. I really like No Time to Die. It was really good.
Better than GoldenEye and Casino Royale?
Yeah. No Time to Die was my favorite for sure.
Okay.
Number 7, we've got Lethal Weapon. One of my all-time favorite movies.
Well, obviously
it's
on this list.
Love it. The Rock, number 6. Uh-huh. Really, really good movie. Sean Connery, Nicolas Cage. Doing Nicolas Cage things. Number 5, Point Break.
Never saw Point Break.
Really good movie.
Yeah.
It's worth watching for sure. Mm-hmm. Keanu Reeves. Amazing.
Yes, I know who was in it. Patrick Swayze.
You've never seen it, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, you can't see every movie, can you?
Fair. Fair enough.
Thank you.
Number 4, we've got Die Hard number 1.
Uh-huh.
I've got 2 diehards on my list, but that is the first entry for me, Die Hard 1. Number 3, The Fugitive.
Does that have a lot of action?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. Liked it. What else would you consider it? A drama?
Yeah. Or thriller.
A thriller?
I don't know. Go ahead. I haven't really seen all the Fugitives. So.
Okay. Well, there's only two. And the first one's the best one. Number two is Die Hard 3.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
With a Vengeance. Yeah. One of the best movies of all time.
Yeah, yeah.
And my favorite action movie of all time is Saving Private Ryan. Really good.
Okay. That's more of a war movie, but whatever. I'm just messing with you.
I think the list holds up to today. And, you know, I was surprised that nobody made my list, to be honest. But it was really good.
Yeah. I thought I had Die Hard 3 on my list, but now I don't see it. Maybe I deleted it by mistake. Wow. It should be on here somewhere. But nonetheless, I'll give my top 25.
Oh, Lord
my
Jesus.
My much better list.
Much better, considering that nobody didn't make his list and Die Hard 3 didn't make his list. I guess that is much better.
Let me see here.
Oh, now he's editing.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you only gave me like... I did this.
I gave
in
you
like,
2 weeks. I gave you 2 weeks.
I didn't take 2 weeks. I took like 30 minutes to
that
make
might
this,
be on you.
To make this list. All right, so here we go.
Well, see, fans, I spent 2 weeks poring over films and really doing the research.
Yeah, but I came up with 25 movies. You only came up with 10, and I did it in a half hour. All right, number 25, Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Of course.
You know, I love that movie. I would never forget about it.
Uh-huh.
Number 24, these are more like... guilty pleasures. But Face Off with Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
Okay.
Look, the action's great. Maybe the over-the-top acting is insane, but it's amazing.
That is certainly guilty pleasure, because that's not at anybody's
the next list. Like the next five are like guilty pleasures, but okay. The Running Man.
That's good.
It's yeah. But it's you know it's goofy, it's stupid. Sure. Commando, a lot of Arnold movies.
Oh Lord Jesus!
True Lies.
Oh, that's up there.
Yeah, take off your clothes. My wife is fucking another man.
You just had like an Arnold run through.
Yeah, Total Recall. Good. Total Recall is amazing.
Total Recall should be up there. If I did a top 25, it'd be in top 15 for sure.
Yeah, it's if you haven't seen Total Recall, there's a woman with three boobs. The Expendables 2.
That's the selling point.
Actually, I'm switching. Total Recall is going ahead of Expendables 2.
Good.
Expendables 2 is number 20. Total Recall is 19. 18 is Tenet.
I never saw it.
You should see
it.
It's really good.
That's the backwards movie, right?
Basically, yeah. It's Christopher Nolan. The action scenes are just incredible in that.
Mm-hmm.
Number 17, Mad Max Fury Road.
Scary movie, right?
It's not scary, you idiot. Just because they have skull masks.
Don't they kill people? And like,
yeah, just like all these action movies.
No, differently. Like, these aren't scary kill movies.
Mad Max Fury Road is an hour. It's like 2 hours. I think it's like an hour and a half. But the whole movie is just one car chase.
Huh.
It's fucking awesome. And I only saw it once. I really want to see it again because I feel like it could get higher on my list if I watched it again. Okay. But I really enjoyed it.
That was the one that Charlie Theron?
Yes.
Okay.
And Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah. And they hated each other. Yeah. Right.
Number 16, Furious 7. I love that Fast and Furious movie. It's the one where they go to Abu Dhabi and they crash through the buildings.
Oh, right. With Ronald Rousey. Yep.
Well, not really because of her, though.
Of course.
Number 15, Smokin' Aces.
I never seen it.
That was...
Is that 80s?
No. 2005.
Oh.
First of all, it had Chris Pine before he was famous.
Hmm.
Who's the guy from Entourage? He was in it. You know, the guy from Entourage. Well, you're looking... Go to IMDb.
IMDb?
Yeah, okay. Right there. All IMDb. Right. Jeremy... No. What's his name? God damn it. Go down.
I'm going.
To cast. Jeremy Piven, Ryan Reynolds, Ray Liotta, R.I.P.
Oh, wow.
Ben Affleck's in it. Common and Andy Garcia's in it. A lot of great actors are in that movie.
Alicia Keys?
You never saw this movie? No. You need to see it, man. It has a great twist. The action is awesome.
Oh, so don't read the plot. Okay. Maybe I'll see it.
Number 14, John Wick. It's become one of my favorite series.
Really?
Yes.
You
got scared.
No. I just can't get into how crazy and fantastical it is. I mean, it is completely just out of this world.
Go back to your list, Josh.
Yeah, no.
Go back to your list.
No, like, you know, these are more kind of, you know, Speed might be the only one that's kind of like crazy and fantastic.
Oh, The Rock?
I could see that happening.
Die Hard with a Vengeance?
I could see some of those happening.
You're a lunatic.
I can't see, you know, John Wick walking down the street and, like, you know, garbage men, you know, becoming snipers, you know, and stuff like that. I don't know. It just seems too wild.
That was John Wick 2, dummy.
It just seems too wild.
That was John Wick 2.
But you said you liked the whole series.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not for me. But go ahead. It's your list.
Well, stop insulting it then.
I'm just trying to understand what you liked about
it. The action. The action is amazing. Okay. It's very well done. Better than most movies.
And he gets a kill
movies.
Shot every single time in the head?
No, not every single time. 13, Inception.
Dreams.
Yeah, see? You don't see movies. Number 12, very underrated, Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise.
That was pretty good.
That movie did so bad in theaters because it wasn't a reboot or a sequel or like an intellectual property that people knew of. It did terrible in theaters, but then the Blu-ray sales were good. They were supposed to make a sequel. I don't know whatever happened with that.
Mm.
That was good. Number 11, Kingsman, the first one. Not the one we saw.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Josh is dying.
I thought you meant the King's Man. No. I was like, what the fuck?
No, not the one we just saw back in December, January, whatever that was. That was terrible. But the first one was amazing. The Kingsman, that's better than any James Bond movie that I've ever seen. Like, I love the first Kingsman. It's really great. All right, now we're in the top 10.
Okay, now we're in the top 10.
Shit's getting real. Number 10. And this might offend some people, but I was a kid when I saw this movie. But Armageddon. I love Armageddon.
I guess I consider that more of a drama.
No, are you kidding me?
Right?
It's constant action. Once they get to space, it's like 2 hours of nonstop action.
I guess, but there's so much drama in that movie, too.
Yeah, there is, but it's an action movie.
Maybe action-adventure? No, I don't know. I guess I didn't consider it... An action.
You go watch that movie. Anytime something goes wrong, 5 other things go wrong too in the movie. Like, it's hilarious. But
I guess that, yeah.
I love the characters. Bruce Willis is great in it. I love the ending. It's
sure
heartbreaking
and very emotional. If I consider that an action movie, I probably would have had that on my top 10. It's a really good movie.
It's action. Number 9, the first Terminator. Although, see, I would consider it horror, but it's an action movie. I mean, look, there's action in it, but I would consider it more of a horror movie. But
you like that one ahead of T2?
Did I say T2 yet?
Oh.
Why are you trying to jump ahead of my list, man?
Okay.
I didn't do it to you.
Okay, sorry.
Number 8, we have John Wick 2. I like John Wick 2 better than John Wick 1.
Okay.
Again, the action. I love the story. Mm-hmm. Number 7 is Terminator 2.
There we go.
So there you go.
Yeah, much better.
Number 6, another guilty pleasure, but I really do think it's legit good, is Con Air. I know Nicolas Cage doesn't come off as a guy from Alabama that well, the characters, like Cyrus the Virus, you have Ving Rhames, you have all these awesome characters.
Dave Chappelle.
Machete.
Yeah. John Malkovich.
That's what. Yeah, Cyrus the Virus. Amazing. Cyrus. Number 5, Men in Black. Love Men in Black. Again, that's like action and comedy, but it's still action.
Sci-fi. That touches a lot of different genres.
Yeah, but I love Men in Black. Yeah. Number 4, Independence Day.
Man, that should have been on my list, to be honest.
Yeah, you fucked up.
Independence Day.
I love Independence
that
Day.
So classic.
Probably the best popcorn movie of all time, in my opinion.
The presidential speech on Independence
Today, Day. We celebrate our Independence Day. Not to mention you had Will Smith, who was at the height of his career.
For sure.
Jeff Goldblum at the height of his career. Those two made that movie.
Yeah.
They were amazing. And Pullman, Bill Pullman did as well as the president.
Man.
That movie is so... Randy Quaid in that movie.
Randy Quaid?
His sacrifice. Hello, boys! I'm back! Like, that's when you actually cared about... Like, so many movies now, like, there's no character development in movies that are coming out today. Like, they made Independence Day 2, and they introduced new characters. You didn't give a fuck about them, because there was nothing interesting about them. But in Independence Day, they all were so interesting.
I will say on my list, I didn't stray to the sci-fi because I wanted to keep that separate. But if I had included some sci-fi movies, I would have certainly included Terminator 2. Yeah. And I would have included...
Wow. Terminator 2 is an action movie.
I would have also included Independence Day. But I kept them more in the sci-fi genre.
They're action movies. They're both.
They're good movies.
Yeah. Great. All right. Movies. Now we're in the top three. And a lot of people... we're going to read the fan list in a minute, and people do this online too, where they combine, if like they would be like, oh, number seven is Terminator 1 and 2. And it's like, well, no, they're two different movies.
Right.
And even though this one you could argue is one movie because the director himself has said he considers it one movie, I did separate them. And that's Kill Bill Volume 1 and Kill Bill Volume 2. Kill Bill 1 is number 3. Kill Bill 2 gets the number 2 spot.
Wow, I've never seen them.
Yeah, you need to see them. They're amazing. And most people like Kill Bill Volume 1 more because there's more action. But I love the story in Kill Bill 2. I love the final fight scene. I love when she goes to train with that old guy. Like, oh, I fucking love it. And the payoff at the end is so fucking good. And what's his name? The guy that plays Bill. I'm having a lot of brain farts today.
It's contagious.
He's dead now. Yes. God damn it. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about.
The director?
No. David Carradine. He's the bad guy.
No, I did not know who you were talking about.
I meant the people listening that actually know movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. David Carradine was so good as the villain.
I just don't know.
David Carradine was so great as the villain. And then we have number one, and you've probably been waiting to hear this one. But yeah, it's The Matrix. Not even in Josh's top 10.
Listen,
so you already know it's a total mistake.
Again, I did not want to stray to sci-fi because
it's not
a sci-fi movie.
It's action.
I consider those three sci-fis.
Okay, well, then Die Hard's not an action movie. It's a cop movie.
It's a cop movie. That's it. That's not a genre.
We said no superhero movies. That's it.
But sci-fi is its own genre.
Not really.
Not really? Okay.
Well, I mean, it is, but you go to The Matrix, action is first, then sci-fi. It's action.
Mm.
Yeah, it's sci-fi too, but it's both.
Matrix, if I had considered it, it would have been in my top 10 as well. Probably top 5.
Well, if we do sci-fi, sure. I'm going to have the same fucking list pretty much.
Well,
Terminators, Independence Day, Men in Black,
that's
Matrix.
Why you shouldn't have done a top 25, dummy. You should have done a top 10.
I'm not dumb. You're dumb. You don't have The Matrix in your best action movie list.
It's a sci-fi movie.
It's action.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
Hold on.
Is it sci-fi or is it action?
I'll tell you. I'll figure this out right now.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Why is The Matrix excellent? Is it because of the sci-fi or is it because the action scenes are the best action scenes of all time? There you go. I win.
For sure.
That's it.
But it's a movie based on sci-fi.
No, but okay, the plot is sci-fi.
Sure.
But the reason why everyone loves it is because the action is so original at the time. It was so fresh. And it still holds up. The action is amazing. Yeah. That's why it's the best action movie of all time.
I want to hear
That's
from the
what
fans.
I based it off of.
I want to hear from the fans. Let me know what you think.
That's what I mostly base it off of. Mm-hmm. Men in Black is more comedy. Men in Black's more known to be comedy, but there's enough action in Men in Black.
Sure. Yeah,
that you can label it an action movie. It's action, it's sci-fi, it's comedy, it's all those things. But yeah. All right. So now we're going to read some lists from our fans.
Yeah.
Mario R did a top 5.
Okay.
A lot of movies that we had. Number 5, The Rock.
Good.
Number 4, John Wick. Number 3, Gladiator.
All right.
Number 2, Saving Private Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And number 1, Terminator 2.
Gladiator, really, really good movie.
Can't argue with that list. Daryl Haggard. Hold on, let me zoom in here. Number 10, Mission Impossible Fallout.
Okay.
Point Break.
Mm-hmm.
The Fugitive. The Rock,
mm-hmm.
Kill Bill, mm-hmm. Baby Driver, never saw Baby Driver.
Never.
John Wick 2,
okay.
Die Hard,
uh-huh.
The Warriors, never saw The Warriors. And then he has Departed, which, again, I wouldn't consider action. It's more of a thriller, drama, but
I think The Warriors
still really great.
Is a crime movie as well.
Like if we do drama or crime movie next, The Departed will definitely be on my list, and it'll be high up. Alan Kimmett, They Live. That's the Roddy Piper movie about aliens. It's great.
Sci-fi.
Again, that's more of like, yeah. That's more of like a thriller, I guess, or but yeah. Number 9, Battle Royale. I have not seen that. Old Boy. I've wanted to see Old Boy because I've heard it's really good.
Is that... That's a Netflix show or Hulu show, right?
It's not a show. It's a movie. It's an old...
I'm thinking of Old Man.
I'm pretty sure it's a Chinese film. Spike Lee remade it with Josh Brolin a few years back. He's talking about the original.
Okay.
Number 7, The Matrix. Then we got The Last Action Hero.
Oh, that's a good one.
The Warriors. I guess we got to see The Warriors because a lot of people have it on their list.
Hmm.
Then we have Tenet. Terminator 2, Demolition Man.
Oh, Demolition Man.
And then Departed again, number 1. But
I don't know about Demolition Man being a great movie, but it's certainly a guilty pleasure movie for sure.
Right.
The Warriors. It's a turf battle between New York City street gangs that rages from Coney Island to the Bronx. The Warriors.
1979.
Are mistakenly figured for the killing of a gang leader.
All right.
Interesting.
Luis Vasquez. He did a top 10. Again, he combined movies with sequels. So number 10 was Machete Kills and Machete Kills Again. Number 9, RoboCop. Number 8, Kingsman, The Good Ones. So he's combining a lot of them.
Is RoboCop sci-fi? I want to think that's sci-fi.
Well, that's action sci-fi, yeah.
See, that's why I screwed up on the list. I went straight action, no sci-fi.
Okay. Well, you should have obviously consulted me. Number 8, Kingsman, The Good Ones. Number 7, The Predator series. Number 6, Terminator 2. Mm-hmm. Number 5, Kung Fu Hustle.
Wait, is that the one with the panda?
No, that's Kung Fu Panda, right?
Kung Fu Hustle. I don't know if I've heard that one. Kung Fu.
Stephen Chow. I know Stephen Chow. That's 2004. Yeah. Okay. Haven't seen it. Rambo First Blood, The Raid. Still have to see The Raid because heard that was great as well.
I hear that everyone say that's really good.
The Matrix. And then number 1 is the John Wick series. So there you go. Mills did a top 10. Edge of Tomorrow. Yeah. John Wick 3. Men on Fire. Men on Fire is another one I would consider more like a thriller drama.
Mm-hmm.
But really good. Number 7, Starship Troopers. Number 6, sure. Law Abiding Citizen. I really did like Law Abiding Citizen.
But that would be drama, right?
Thriller
drama.
There's definitely a good amount of action.
Definitely action.
Yeah. Number 5, Upgrade. I don't know what Upgrade is. 4, Heat. Heat again is more of a drama / thriller. Mm-hmm. Furious 7, Hardcore Henry. No idea what that is. And then he has The Raid 1 and 2 for his number 1. S. Thorne. Number 10, IP Man. Don't know what that is. I don't know a lot of these. IP Man, Debt Collector, Enter the Dragon, that's Bruce Lee, Tai Chi Master, Aliens. I still have not seen Aliens. I need to see Aliens.
That's too scary for me.
One of my best friends, that's one of his favorites, and he's like, it's a great action movie.
Hmm.
Born Identity. The Matrix, Con Air, John Wick, and Terminator 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A couple more here. Steve McGreeve, Speed, Casino Royale,
mm-hmm.
True Lies, Death Proof,
True Lies,
Fast yeah. 5, From Dusk Till Dawn. Again, I would say that's more horror. That was on my horror list. But still, a lot of good action.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Driver, John Wick, mm-hmm. T2, and Die Hard.
Another Baby Driver.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Peter Goik. Or I hope I pronounced your name. Sorry, Peter. Number 10, Executive Decision. Have not seen that.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Who's that?
Kurt Russell and Steven Seagal.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good 90s movie.
Yeah. Hot Fuzz, The Crow, Speed, Die Hard with a Vengeance, Mission Impossible, GoldenEye, Terminator, and then Terminator 2.
Okay.
So there you go. Thanks for sending in your lists.
I think we should watch The Raid sometime soon. It's like a foreign film.
Yeah.
But it's apparently one of the best movies ever, apparently.
Yeah, one of the best action movies. So what list are we doing next week?
Drama? I mean, what do you think?
Should we do sci-fi? Since you already got 10 of them on there?
No, we obviously shouldn't do sci-fi. The thing is, if we counted superhero movies, there'd be a lot of...
Oh, for sure.
You know, Endgame would be. Mm-hmm. But pure action, Matrix is still like my favorite action scenes. I might like Kill Bill 2 more than The Matrix, but the action in The Matrix is just unbelievable. I love the story of Kill Bill 2, though.
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, we could do drama, sure.
Drama?
Yeah.
Okay. So send in your top 10 drama lists.
Yeah.
Drama / thrillers?
Yeah.
Or thrillers?
Yeah, sure. Okay. It could be a drama or a thriller, sure.
Okay. All right.
A crime movie. You know, I'm going to have, you know, Goodfellas. I mean, you already know Goodfellas is going to be number one. It was my number one best movie of all time. So you already know it's a drama. It's going to be number one on this list.
And The Irishman's going to be pretty high for you?
No. Departed will be on there. Guarantee you that as well.
I'm going to have to really think about
that. And it's going to be all Scorsese and Tarantino films. That's it. If I do a top 10, it's just going to be that. So I might as well do another 20. We'll see how many.
Django's going to be up there?
Django.
Why do I keep on saying Django?
Yeah.
Django.
You're like the dumb hicks in Django Unchained that call him Django.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
So yeah, submit your top 10 crime / thriller / drama movies of all time. And we'll talk about that next week. All right. Let's talk about the season finale of Obi-Wan Kenobi. Well, it wasn't 90 minutes like we heard.
That's what I had heard. I had seen it.
It's like 45 minutes. Like an average episode of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
They probably needed 90 minutes. No, they probably cut a lot out.
Yeah.
Listen, not really much happened.
The show was fine, but...
Not much happened.
But yeah, like nothing... They didn't add to the lore. Like, I understand you're fitting a story in between two other stories or a bigger story. But I feel like they didn't really add much.
If anything, I feel worse about Obi-Wan after the series.
Oh, my God. Once again, he doesn't finish the fucking job.
Yes.
You fucking asshole.
Was there not a lesson he was supposed to learn?
How many people died?
That's what I'm...
Because you didn't finish the job twice.
He's responsible for the death of thousands and thousands and millions of
millions.
People.
Yeah, Vader blew up planets. The Death Star blew up planets.
He had him beat again. And yeah. Vader said, I'm not Anakin.
Right.
I'm someone else. Like, okay, well, ramp. Nothing.
That was the one thing they added to the lore was in the original Star Wars film, Obi-Wan tells Luke, Darth Vader killed your father. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then in this one, Vader tells Kenobi, like, you know, you didn't kill Anakin Skywalker, I did. So then Obi-Wan's like, okay, well, I guess I'll tell your son that.
Right. Well, I mean...
Look, hey, he said it, not me. I'm just quoting your dad.
Well, if Obi-Wan had been thinking, he'd be like, well, should I end your pain now?
Obi-Wan, he lies to Luke. He's not great.
No, this Obi-Wan guy, he's kind of a real dick.
He's a piece of shit.
I kind of ended up liking Reva a little bit more than Obi-Wan, apparently.
Oh, no, she was terrible.
Reva had more of a story arc.
Reva? I don't know. Yeah. But, like, Vader's like, have you come to destroy me, Obi-Wan? And he says, I will do what I must, which...
He did not.
He said in Revenge of the Sith, but then again, he didn't do it. But Vader also didn't finish... Vader had the chance first to finish the job. He buries Kenobi under some rubble,
right,
and then walks away, doesn't finish the job.
What made him think that was enough to kill,
the best Jedi ever?
You were burned to death by this guy, and right, you wanted to burn him to death again, and you tried to, and then you just throw rocks, and I'm like, well, that's I guess it. That's it.
I stoned him to death.
I could have, tore him apart viciously, but, I just let the rocks do the job.
Well, then when Kenobi had the rocks... That was a cool shot of all the rocks above his head, and he was, like, super powerful.
No, there was cool. There were some cool shots.
Shot of Vader with the helmet half off, and he sees Anakin, like, half of Anakin's face, and he becomes emotional. And I can't do it. Well, okay, Kenobi.
You probably should have, to be honest.
You're a real piece of work. You know, okay, so you know what should happen was after this, Kenobi, with the Force, senses that Luke is in danger, right? Mm-hmm. So he leaves. He should have been fighting Vader, and then he gets a Force sense that Luke's in trouble, and instead of continuing to fight Vader, he leaves.
Yeah, like, oh, well, something else is more important.
Yeah, I gotta go save Luke. I would kill you, but I have to get out of here.
That would have made a lot better sense.
Right, a lot more sense, yeah.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Where are we? We could have helped with this. Or maybe you, I guess.
So
I was a little bit frustrated with the darkness in the filming. It was so dark.
Yeah.
Especially with all the scenes on Tatooine. So dark.
Right.
Hard to see.
Yeah. So Reva goes after Luke and is about to kill him, but then she realizes that she's become the monster that she hated. And she can't go through with it. And I still don't really understand why she wanted to kill Luke in the first place. Doesn't really make much sense to me.
She wanted to kill a Skywalker? But just did she know just that to it get... was a Skywalker?
No.
Something.
Yeah, she just wanted... I guess she obviously blamed Vader for killing the younglings because he killed the younglings. But she also blamed Kenobi for not saving them. Remember she said, like, why didn't you save us? So I guess she just figured, well, Luke must be important to Kenobi, so I'm going to kill Luke
maybe
to make Kenobi cry, but then it's like, yeah, you're the monster that you hated.
Yeah.
So she realizes that she tosses her lightsaber, and Kenobi tells her that she's free. And one of my favorite things online is like, they're like, man, in the next Star Wars movie, someone's gonna find like 10 lightsabers right around Luke's family's tut, because you know. That's what's her name does in the last Star Wars movie.
One out, yeah.
No, Rey. Yeah. She buries her lightsaber and yeah. There's like all these lightsabers buried in the sand.
That's funny.
Like right in this one fucking house.
And you know, we really didn't get much more from the Grand Inquisitor. He became the Grand Inquisitor.
Why are you back to do absolutely nothing?
What's the point? He stood up to Darth Vader for like one second.
What is the getting, you get hit by a lightsaber, you die, but no one dies anymore.
No.
He got stabbed in the stomach. Reva got stabbed in the stomach. She's fine in this next episode. She is 100% fine.
Darth Vader got hit in the head with a lightsaber.
But at least he's Vader.
I mean, I guess.
He had a helmet.
Part machine.
Yeah. He had a helmet. But, like, she got stabbed and then the next episode, which takes place right after when she got stabbed, she's completely fine.
I will say she was hobbling around a little bit, but, yeah, still. No, it was still pretty bad. Overall, it was a fine series, but...
It was okay.
I think...
We're not done yet.
Hold on.
No, we forgot about the Emperor. Remember when the Emperor was in it? We saw him, the same actor.
Remember Barry's.
And Vader tells the Emperor that he will find and kill Kenobi, but then the Emperor's like, oh, you still have feelings for him? And Vader's like, what? No, fuck him. I don't care.
I don't have any feelings.
I love you, Master. So, yeah. Kenobi means nothing. I serve only you, my master. And then Kenobi returns to Leia, gives her back her droid. Leia's father tells Kenobi, I fear for her future. The Empire grows stronger and bolder. It's like, yeah. He should have been like, the Empire grows stronger because I heard someone didn't finish Vader off.
Didn't finish the job. Also, when they were getting chased in the beginning of the episode, you know, and the starship is, you know, firing bullets at him, whatever, lasers, that would have been a perfect time to call the governor or whatever, like, hey, we need some help. Help us out. Why did they refuse so many times to call? You know, they just wanted to go it alone, I guess. I don't know. I had some problems with the logic of the show.
Kenobi tells Leia about her biological parents, but obviously not who they are.
Uh-huh. Obviously.
He's like, oh, you've got your mother's leadership and your father's insanity.
And she's like, well, who are they? I can't tell you, youngling.
No, I cannot tell you that. And then Kenobi meets Luke, which I feel screws up the timeline, right? In A New Hope, Luke didn't know who Obi-Wan was, right?
Oh, he might forget him back, you know.
He was 10 years old.
I forget things constantly.
Fair enough, but He meets Luke and he says his iconic line, "Hello there. Hello there." And then finally, Kenobi sees Master Qui-Gon, Liam Neeson as a Force ghost. And Liam Neeson trolled recently because he was like, "I don't do TV shows." Because they asked him, "Would you be in, are you going to be Qui-Gon Jinn?" He's like, "Yeah, but not in a TV show." And Qui-Gon's like, "Oh, it took you long enough." And Kenobi says, "I was beginning to think you weren't going to come." And Qui-Gon's like, "I was always here, Obi-Wan, but you were not ready to see. Come on, you've got a ways to go." And then he's
fades off moving into the sunset.
Yeah, basically.
He was there. He said five lines.
Right. And people were like psyched about that. But, you know, that movie sucked. The Phantom Menace?
Right.
That movie sucked.
That's the movie you regale about?
I'm not that excited to see Liam Neeson as a his character sucked.
No.
That movie sucked.
I would have been way more excited to see Mace Windu, to be honest.
Well, okay.
I'm just saying. I had two shits.
You did it, motherfucker!
Exactly.
So, I don't know. I would give the series like a 6 out of 10.
I think that's
to have
fair.
Darth Vader and to not... Like, Darth Vader was better in Rogue One. Oh. Darth Vader did more in Rogue One, and he barely did anything. But that one scene of him in Rogue One was so badass.
No, I thought this movie... I thought it was a movie. The series was about the same, 6. Yeah. I think it's better than Boba Fett.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah, no, of course.
Still below Mandalorian, for sure.
Well, but Mandalorian's like a 9, or right. Maybe even a 10 sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, Mandalorian's great. I don't think we need another season, but no, we'll probably get it.
I mean, Disney loves redoing these things, and I'm sure we're going to have another season.
Ewan McGregor and Hayden Christensen have already said they'd be down to do another one.
Plus, they got to kill Reva eventually, right?
Reva? Reva's done. She's going to go live a normal life now.
She's going to live a normal life? Okay.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about episode 6 of The Boys, a.k.a. Herogasm.
My patience is waning. Is this entertaining? My patience is waning. Is this entertaining?
A 70-year tradition, or was it? Oh, yeah, 70 years.
70.
70 years of
Herogasm. Soulja Boy said he founded it in 52, and I was like, oh, so I guess he's like another superhero that doesn't age. Because I thought the only reason he didn't age with the Russia thing was because they kept him frozen or something. Like Winter Soldier. But he was like, right. Yeah, I found it in 52. And it's like, 52? Weren't you like the hero in the 80s or something? So
yeah, maybe it's
I guess he's like Wonder Woman. He doesn't age.
Or one of his powers is that he ages slower than everybody else. Kind of like a
Wolverine. Yeah. But I think, you know, there's only 2 episodes left after this one, but I think we should start reading the descriptions for every episode.
Okay.
Because they're amazing. Do you read them?
I read them.
You're invited to the 70th annual Herogasm. You must present this invitation in order to be admitted. Same rules as always. No cameras, no non-soup guests, unless they sign an NDA and their DTF. And no telling any news media. It's BYOD. Is that bring your own dick?
I think it's bring your own dick.
Bring your own dick. But food, alcohol, and lube will be provided. And please remember to RSVP so we can get an accurate head count for the caterer.
For the caterer.
And then there was also a warning when you start the episode.
I was glad you got that.
And I'm going to read that.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Some scenes may not be suitable for some. Really most, let's be honest, all viewers. But rest assured that any consensual relationships depicted, be they human, animal, superhero, or other, aren't real, harmed no one, and in fact cost a hilariously large amount in visual effects.
When I saw animal, I was like, oh God, what animal is the deep going to be fucking? I knew it was the deep.
Yeah, of course. It has to be the deep. But yeah, this show is just, it gets better and better.
It gets wilder and wilder.
Yeah, and it has to.
For real.
It's like Better Call Saul, Peacemaker, and this are like the 3 best shows on TV.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I love them. I don't know which one I love more.
It's a toss-up, to be honest.
I mean, I'm definitely more interested to see how Better Call Saul is going to end than
For
anything
sure.
else.
For sure.
You know what I mean? But yeah, so the show opens with the Deep on a YouTube video. Did you get the reference?
No, I didn't get the reference.
Where they're singing "Imagine There's No Heaven."
Oh, right, right. Yeah, no, I got.
Because when when we first had COVID lockdown in 2020, mm-hmm. Gal Gadot made a video with all of her celebrity friends. She was like, "Hey, we're in lockdown right now, so I thought that you know we'd all sing you a song to cheer you guys up." And then she just starts, "Imagine there's no heaven," and all these celebrities, including Will Ferrell, where I was like, "Come on, Will, why do you have to do this? Mm-hmm. I thought you were better than this." And they're all taking turns singing "Imagine There's No Heaven," and it's like, "What do you think this is accomplishing?"
Right.
Oh,
I feel happy now.
Yeah. It's like, oh, we're stuck at home for months, but Gal Gadot sang "Imagine There's No Heaven," so I feel so much better now. Like, that was so cringy
right.
and so bad. So I love that they made fun of it here.
Not only
and they used actual celebrities.
Yeah, they did. That was hilarious. But did you see that they were actually charging people for it too? It was like $4.99.
Oh, really?
I loved it.
Yeah. God, I forgot. Elizabeth Banks was on that video. You had Patton Oswalt. But Elizabeth Banks made fun of Sarah, because Sarah Silverman was in the real one.
Hmm.
And she did a part where she like did her verse and then she went like that, like trying to be funny. And Elizabeth Banks did it the same exact way. And I was like, yeah, good for you, Elizabeth Banks. But I fucking love that because I remember when that Imagine thing came out, and I thought that was the stupidest fucking thing ever. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. All right. On to the story. Black Noir, we've known him to just be a badass, not afraid of anyone. But once he hears Soldier Boy's back, he fucking cuts his arm open like he's fucking the T-1000.
Right.
He's like, you know.
Exactly. Reference almost, yeah.
Pulls out his tracking chip, scares the shit out of that woman in the elevator.
I don't think he's scared of him.
Yeah, of course he is.
You think he is?
As soon as he's like, they're like, oh, it's Soldier Boy. He fucking took the tracking, and then they don't know where he is. He bailed.
I'm thinking he might have another ulterior
motive.
No,
he bailed.
Like, he's trying to just get one up on them or something.
He bailed.
Maybe.
He knows that
Soldier Boy's... He's one of my favorites.
He knows that Soldier Boy's stronger than him. Well, Black Noir, what is his superpower? He just has super strength, right?
Super strength and healing.
Yeah, but...
He's like Kimiko.
Soldier Boy is more powerful. Homelander is more powerful. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously. Maybe. And we have Homelander scared shitless as well, talking to himself in the mirror. That was a great scene. He's like, there's still part of you that's human. He's like, no. It's like, yeah.
Those fucking mud people.
You're a little bit of a pussy. And I did love... Ashley is such an underrated character on this show.
She is.
Because she started out as an assistant... Now she has an assistant. Now she's basically running Vought with Homelander.
Mm-hmm.
And she straight up owned A-Train to his face. And he backed down. She ripped out her hair.
I think this was the first episode where maybe Ashley is finally like developing like a power or something like that. Like, I don't have to fucking take this shit anymore.
She likes the power that she has, but she's also like afraid of the power that she has.
Right, right.
So you don't know, is she going to go like full bad guy and just be like protect Homelander, or is she going to have some redemption?
I don't know. That's crazy, right? I'm not sure.
Yeah. The Russians kidnap Kimiko and Frenchie's ex-girlfriend, and Nina tells Frenchie to choose which one of them dies.
Oh, man. That was such a heartbreaking scene.
Well, yeah, Frenchie's standing there naked, and Nina's like, oh.
Naked, he's got the bicycle chain on.
You remember this scar when I bit your balls? Or something like that.
Something like that.
But thankfully, Kimiko gets some of her powers back and brutally murders two of the guys while Nina escapes.
Did she get her powers back?
Yeah.
You think so?
She dodged the bullet. And then that guy punched her like 20 times.
I think it was just because she said afterwards, is like, you know, I think it was me, not the powers.
Her powers are bad.
I'm the person that was, you know,
dude,
how
could she take that beating that she took? She dodged a bullet, Josh. She dodged a bullet.
Maybe. I guess I could see that. But man, she's
I think the Soulja Boy's energy blast like took her powers away for a short period of time.
It took and they're coming away. Back.
Because how would she have lived through that?
Oh, it was a savage beating for sure.
Yeah.
She was ripping through people. But I didn't see it was... Maybe it's just...
But how did she survive Soulja Boy's blast if it took her powers away? That would have killed her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All that radiation. Yeah.
So yeah, Nina escapes. I don't know what this has to do with the whole story. Is it going to come together?
For some reason, they're keeping all these guys apart, and I don't really understand why. You know? I don't understand...
Well, Frenchie and... Kimiko are have nothing to do with the main storyline right now.
No, yeah, that's why I'm kind of confused. You know, they were a team coming into the season, but now they've kind of split. Kimiko right. and Frenchie are just trying to go their own way.
They have to meet somewhere at the end, yeah. and it's got to have some sort of payoff. Mm. But I don't know what that is yet.
I don't know either.
Obviously, we know there's got to be multiple characters dying by the end of this season. But yeah, Butcher and Huey tell Soulja Boy that they'll help him find the rest of his team as long as he also kills Homelander. And we see Soulja Boy watching one of his old movies that are so fucking terrible. And then the one line where Soulja Boy's like, oh yeah, Bill Cosby's America's dad. Man, he made some strong drinks. And then Huey's like, oh my God. Like,
does he know?
Yeah. Did Bill Cosby rape Soulja Boy?
I love all these cultural references. They right. do a great job of squeezing in some of these things. It just, you know, kind of
they get
laugh.
Him some Chinese food from someplace, and he's like, where's the super special Oriental sauce? And then Huey's like, oh, they don't have that anymore. He's like, why not? He's like, well, many reasons, but yeah. And then MM and Starlight they decide to work together. We find out how Soulja Boy killed MM's grandfather.
Yeah, hurled a car through the window.
Right.
Jesus.
And he's like loading his gun, and Starlight's like, oh, I think Soulja Boy is bulletproof. And he's like, this ain't for Soulja Boy.
It's for...
He wants to kill Butcher. He's pissed at
him.
Kill
Butchie.
And then Homelander and Starlight appear on TV together as a couple. That's very cringy.
All those scenes have been very cringy this year.
And then Vicky makes a surprise appearance. She's like, oh, come on, let's have a little girl moment. Let's talk. And she's like, oh, where's Huey? And Starlight's, oh, Huey's busy with his family. And she's like, oh, I thought he was worried I'd pop his head off. And you're like, oh, shit,
she knows.
Oh, no. It's not working. Why
oh, no.
Why didn't it work?
Meow, 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 meow. I got it for you.
Soundboard's not working at all.
Meow, 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 meow. Yeah, no, that was a holy shit moment for sure.
What the fuck?
I don't know, Andrew.
It's going to go off now in a few minutes. I better turn the volume down. yeah, so she's like, most of these guys in Congress pass around deep fakes of me blowing Bin Laden, so I'm not exactly overwhelmed with sympathy.
Most? Okay, well, what about the other people for sure?
Yeah. And Vicky wants to make a deal with Starlight, but she tells her either pop my head or get the hell out.
Kind of ballsy, because her nose started bleeding right afterwards.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was showing
she
her.
She was in her head.
I could do it. Yep. I could do it. What exactly is her power? Because she like pops not just heads. She was popping that dude's arm before. And I don't know. She's just a blood vessel popper or something?
I don't know. All right, let's talk Herogasm. That's why we're all here.
That's why we're all here. Herogasm. Amazing.
Snake penis. The first thing we see, that guy with the giant snake penis.
What do they call him? Penis? Love penis?
No.
No? It was snake penis?
No, that's what I call him, snake penis. Okay. One soup was mind-fucking three women. One guy had, like, Sub-Zero powers. He made an ice dildo. Another guy had a fire crotch. Like his dick was on fire.
Jesus.
And poor MM. MM's taking the worst of it.
God.
First, what's the Ant-Man guy's name? Mosquito? What is it?
Termite.
Termite. He's got someone's fluids on him. And he like brushes against MM. And MM's like, my fucking jacket!
And it's just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little.
And then he opens in on some other doors and he gets drenched in cum. So much cum.
I got to tell you this. So Carl Urban was doing an interview with Digital Spy.
Yeah.
And let's see. There's more action, more drama, more heart. And I think it's pushed all the departments. Like the makeup department, they ran out of fake blood on episode 3 and sperm on episode 6.
Yeah. That was a lot of sperm.
A lot of sperm. Fucking Jesus. Poor MM.
Yeah. Huey teleports inside the house, and since he's naked, he fits right in. He has to turn down a couple of advances. He's like, oh, that's sweet, but I need to give my asshole a breather.
That's pretty fucking funny.
And then Starlight records deep getting a blowjob from an octopus.
Oh, God. When Deep was sitting there talking, because she opened up the door and Deep is kind of behind an aquarium. Yeah, right. And you just hear him like, oh, fucking, yeah, suck it, suck it. Yeah. Like, oh, God, you know he's getting a blow from a starfish or something like that. Or he's got a goldfish.
It's
on
always
his
the octopus. He likes the octopus.
And he turns around and the octopus is on his way. Oh, Starlight. That's not what you think.
Right.
What could it be?
Yeah. And then Huey bumps into A-Train and confronts him since he has powers now. He tells A-Train, you never apologize for Robin. And to his surprise, A-Train actually apologizes.
And
because now his brother...
Sure.
Because now he knows what it's like.
But it was a heartfelt apology. What Huey had been wanting. But Huey, now that he has powers...
He didn't want to accept it.
He didn't want to accept it.
Punches A-Train and A-Train's like, how'd you do that?
I'm starting to get more and more annoyed with Huey. Like, I'm... Like, his character is like, he used to be so sweet and innocent. But well, now he's kind of falling to the dark side.
Well, absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. Yeah, that's the saying. So, sure. Soldier Boy walks into the house, so Huey teleports him and Starlight out of the house to somewhere far away. And Starlight's naked, too, but of course we don't see her ass. We see Huey's ass every single time. Every single time he teleports, we see Huey's tight little ass. And then when it's Starlight, she's... like 1,000 feet away.
Side ass.
It's like, damn it.
So close. Huey gets to see it, but we can't.
And Huey confesses that he's jealous of her powers. And Starlight uses her blast to knock Huey down. MM confronts Soldier Boy, but Butcher tells Soldier Boy, no him. And then Soldier Boy confronts the twins, which that's why he was there. But the song that triggers his powers plays. Why does this Russian song... play? Someone must be doing that.
Or maybe it's just a really popular Russian song.
No, someone who has powers must be doing that. I'm gonna guess it's Stan Edgar or something like that.
His powers
is that he can play anything on the radio.
He trolls the radio.
It's like the diabolical comic right. Or the cartoon where
the
that one guy
powers.
He could only play Hootie and the Blowfish or whatever.
And his powers, he can only play random Russian songs.
He can turn
that
the radio.
That would be an interesting twist.
Yeah, I mean, but why would this random Russian song be playing at this orgy?
I didn't realize it was the same. I just thought it was a different, just another Russian song.
Oh.
Maybe you're right, but that's what I thought.
So anyways, he vaporizes the twins and a shit ton of people.
I did appreciate the twins trying to use their power. And he kind of farted.
Right.
Oh, fuck. I guess we should have used this more often.
Yeah. That's but, of course, no one important died in the house explosion.
That's true.
And then A-Train kills Blue Hawk in the most gruesome way possible.
Yeah.
And he might be dead, too, A-Train.
I think that's the last we see of A-Train. His heart exploded. They said if he ran again that his heart would explode.
Yeah, but is he dead?
Well, as much as anybody can die.
I don't know if he's dead yet.
He
might go in the hospital or some shit now. Or
maybe.
I'm not convinced he's dead yet. Then Homelander shows up to the house and...
And we finally got it confirmed.
No, Termite. Termite is like, help, help. And then he just squashes him, steps on him. That was amazing.
Yeah.
And Homelander tells Butcher, we made a deal to fight to the death. You and me. This is cheating. Deals off, and he lasers Butcher, which I guess confirms that Homelander did actually visit Butcher in the first episode.
Which, for me, still dumb. Should have
you
just
had
killed
me convinced.
There.
Yeah, but Homelander didn't have power yet.
No, Butcher didn't have power.
No, Homelander didn't have, political power yet at the time.
Mm.
He was still working for Vought, under Stan Edgar, and Butcher had that job with...
Oh,
that was under Vought's, tree or whatever. Bobber.
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
So he couldn't.
I guess that makes sense for sure. Okay.
So yeah, Homelander and Soldier Boy start fighting. Homelander gets the upper hand, but Butcher goes, oi, and then lasers Homelander, and Homelander's shocked. He's like, what have you done? And Butcher says, scorched earth. That was great.
Really great.
We have an eye laser battle between Butcher and Homelander.
Amazing.
Naked Huey joins in the battle, and the three of them hold Homelander down. Soldier Boy was about to do his energy blast to kill Homelander, but Homelander powers out of it and flies away.
So now Homelander knows.
Mission failed.
There's some people on his tails. Well, he already knew, but
yeah.
Now these people can really take him out.
Yeah. And then the bombshell at the end of the episode when Starlight goes live on TikTok and tells the world that Soldier Boy killed the people at the party. She says Homelander's the worst of the soups and he's done something to Maeve. And the comments of the TikTok were great.
Oh, were they?
Hashtag Vought lied, people died. You suck, Homelander. And then, guys, they're going to kill her for this.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
There's so many great comments. And then the last thing she said was, I'm not Starlight anymore. My name is Annie January, and I fucking quit. And I agree with that comment, that last comment. She's dead.
She's going to get killed for this.
She's so dead.
Homelander's going scorched earth as well.
Or they just want us to think she's going to die, but... yeah. MM might die, because he's just on a suicide mission.
Mm-hmm.
Or Frenchie, or Kimmy. Although, I guess, Kimiko and Frenchie, they already had their brush with death.
I guess Huey can't die, but maybe he dies, because he was pulling some, green shit out of his ear, too. Like, you know, like, ugh,
right.
That doesn't look normal. You know, he keeps on taking the stuff. It could be poison.
Butcher's already
admitted it. He doesn't care.
I think Starlight, Annie's going to die, and it's really going to make Huey go ape shit. Because now that's two of his, he lost his girlfriend in the first season.
Right.
Now he lost his other girlfriend.
Maybe.
And then he basically just turns into Butcher. He becomes as, bad as Butcher. Because he's going down that path.
Yeah, for sure.
So
very interesting. But yeah, I'm not really sure the direction that Frenchie and Kimiko are going.
Yeah.
Kind of interested to see how they kind of meet up with these guys.
Right.
Very interesting.
Two episodes left. I can't wait, but also I'll be sad when it's over.
Yeah.
But thankfully we have a season 4 to look forward to.
Thank God.
All right. Let's talk Josh's favorite movie of 2022. He made me see it. It's for kids, Lightyear. There's a star.
Waiting in the sky. Toy Story 5.
Toy Story 5, two grown-ass men.
Listen, it was
going to the movies to see a cartoon.
It was a good movie. Was it great? No, it was fine. And I think I thought it was really good.
I mean, it was fine for a kid's movie, but I'm not a kid.
You don't watch
Pixar
movies?
I didn't take my son to see it. I took my 37-year-old son, who's older than me.
No, but now you scouted it out. Now you know it's acceptable for Leo. Now you can take Leo.
Oh, come on.
No, okay, so it was a good movie.
Worst post-credit scenes of all time.
Oh, for sure.
And you had to wait till the very end, and it's a cartoon, so the credits are twice as long.
Oh, yeah, with all the people that were working on all the FX and all that stuff.
So I thought it would be more interesting, not just we're stuck on this one planet the whole movie.
Yeah.
And Zurg being older Buzz Lightyear was weird to me.
So they said that
they like to do that twist now, but I wasn't that into it. The only thing I'll say about the movie was the robot cat. If you saw the episode of South Park where Cartman freezes himself and he goes to 1,000 years into the future and he has a robot dog and a robot cat, that's what this robot cat reminds. Hello, Kyle. Bark, bark. The cat was really good. The best part of the movie.
The cat was really
good. Because the cat was funny. Taika Waititi's character was funny as well.
It was pretty interesting. You know, it was.
But for the most part, Buzz Lightyear was boring. And the thing about Toy Story is Buzz Lightyear's not boring in Toy Story. And in this, he's boring.
Well, he was boring in Toy Story in the beginning, and yeah. this was the beginning of Toy Story. No. They said this was Andy's favorite movie, and that's what the character was based on.
Well, yeah, I nailed that tagline at
that
the beginning.
You did 5 seconds before.
They're like, in 1995, a boy named Andy got a Buzz Lightyear toy, which was based on his favorite movie, and then I went to Josh, this is that movie, and then it said, this is that movie.
So it was.
So I don't have much else to say about it. So
it was a movie that had some heart to it. It was a movie about, you know, kind of.
Well, you know, Pixar making kids cry since 1995.
That is very true. But, you know, it was kind of. It made you kind of realize that you don't want to try to accomplish everything. You want to kind of enjoy life as it comes at you. Because Buzz missed so many things by trying to.
You got a friend in me.
By trying to. Get everyone back to normal.
Yeah.
He missed the life of his friends. You know, he just missed so much, and he didn't live in the moment.
Yeah, it sounds like a kid's movie to me.
I think
what?
That was the thing that people were supposed to take away from it. You have to live in the moment.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't. But it was fun. Like you said, the cat was hilarious. I love the cat.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, probably should have enjoyed a little bit more than the cat.
You want to give it a rating? I'm not going to rate it because it's a kid's movie.
I'm not going to rate it
either. But Josh has a kid's brain, so he can...
Shut up. I'm not going to rate it either, but I will say it was better than Jurassic Park. It was better than The King's Man.
Well, everything's better than The King's
Man.
Well,
I'm just saying. I think it's a movie definitely worth watching. Do you think it's a movie worth watching?
With children.
You don't think it's just a random movie?
With my son, which now, thanks, I have to go see the movie again.
No, but so, like, it's out on Disney Plus. You don't think it's a movie? Like, man, I'll give it a check out.
I'm going to watch it by myself? Never. No, never? Josh, no. I'm not into kids' movies.
I thought it was kind of adultish. It had some interesting humor. No. Tiger Waititi was funny.
Tiger?
Taika Waititi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Chris Evans, I guess a brief review.
Yeah, we didn't have to give it a whole review.
I should just let you see the fucking movie.
I told you I could have.
All right, fan questions. A lot of them were top 10 movies. So, Noah WW, what episode was Andrew on Edge and Christian's podcast? Well, I was on like 10 of them. But I don't think their podcast is like currently...
I don't think they do it anymore.
No, they don't do it anymore. But you can't even like find the old episodes.
Mm.
Like you can't even... When I search ENC, like nothing comes up. So they took it off.
Aww.
Like it's just off the servers right now. But he also says we should do a top five franchises list, like movie franchise.
Interesting.
It's not a bad idea.
No.
Jake Baker, should there be an Obi-Wan season 2? Not do you want one? Should Disney keep expanding on the Skywalker storyline? No. Like DC and the Joker, they have a fucking Skywalker fetish.
What other stories can you tell? I mean, Leia's going to get caught again?
Oh, God.
You gotta save Leia. Yeah. This time you gotta save Luke. I don't know.
Joey Jojo, I watched Jurassic World Dominion, and you know what? After listening to your review, it was actually enjoyable. New way to enjoy a shitty movie. Listen to Hogwash review it first, and the shitty becomes comical. Oh, there you go. Brian, is Yao Ming an all-time... Oh, no, we're not doing this.
Yao Ming.
We're not going there.
Should be a Hall of
Famer. Brian, that is the wrong podcast. And
yeah, when are we doing the NBA podcast? Let me know.
Omar, I was really hoping when Vader was burying Obi-Wan, he would have mentioned to having the higher ground.
Oh, that would have been good.
But I'm sure it was implied. Obi-Wan cutting Vader's face open and that entire scene where his voice was changing was probably the best scene in Star Wars of all time.
I don't know of all time. Certainly in this show, for
right,
sure.
In the show. Carlos Ramirez, thanks for reviewing Lightyear. Pushfireberry Pixar movies. Toy Story. Oh, Pushfireberry Pixar movies. Toy Story, Monsters, Inc., The Incredibles. I would push Toy Story... Bury the Incredibles and Fire Monsters, Inc.
I think that might be right, but all those are really good.
Pop Culture Junkie, I think porn has greatly desensitized me because I felt the Herogasm party was a bit underwhelming or just didn't live up to the hype. By the way, Josh, what kind of award will PETA be giving the actor portraying the Deep for his scene with this octopus?
Oh, God, I hope they mention it, please. I hope PETA's like, maybe we're taking back his award. Or something like that. Oh, PETA, you make me laugh.
Rampager, who would win in a fight, Iron Man versus Optimus Prime? Also, do you have a horror? You should have a horror movie watch along, since one of you is scared to watch alone. I suggest the original Exorcist or Jeepers Creepers.
Mm-hmm. No, sir.
Iron Man versus Optimus Prime?
Iron Man. More weapons, right?
Optimus Prime, though, is like huge.
He is huge. But I don't know.
But Tony's super smart. He'll figure
super
out a way.
Smart. Yeah, I think it would be Iron Man.
Christopher Greenhill. Surely with that ending in Obi-Wan, we won't be seeing a second season. Not much of a question, but I appreciate your thoughts. Again.
Yeah. I don't think there's just anything else that you can go
again,
to.
Again, it seems like they're gonna do it. Because Ewan McGregor, Hayden Christensen both want it. And then the president of Lucasfilms was like, I think we'll do it if the fans want it. And you know the Star Wars fans, most of them are gonna be like, yes, please.
The only thing I could see is like maybe if they start doing other things outside of the Luke and Leia stuff. Like maybe it's the journeys of Obi-Wan, helping people throughout the universe.
What? Cutting more meat with with Qui-Gon like looking over him well, like, no, but, you didn't cut it right.
No, but now he's like, you know, he's away from Tatooine. He's just helping people on different planets. He's like the Miss Marvel. Oh, or God. Not Miss Marvel. Lord
Captain
Jesus.
Marvel.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah, maybe. Manic Stillbots, Andrew, to prepare yourself for the real-life Squid Game, you should watch the Mr. Beast video where he actually did one. It's pretty entertaining. Would be also cool to have a video reaction of it. I did hear about that. I need to watch that.
Mr. Beast?
Yeah, he's like the number one YouTuber, like Twitch guy.
Okay.
He's super rich. Eric, do you think Jane getting Thor's hammer... kind of lessens Cap holding it. The actress didn't even want to come back before this. No, because Vision picked up the hammer before Captain America did.
Yeah.
I mean, look, a few people are going to pick it up.
Sure.
It was still an amazing scene. I don't think it lessens it. No.
No.
But that is all for fan questions. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you're viewing us. We also have exclusive videos on our YouTube channel, Hollywood Hogwash Pod. Please subscribe to that. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, Hollywood Hog Pod. And next week, we'll be reviewing episode 7 of The Boys. And maybe Barry season 3.
Maybe.
Maybe the latest South Park movie on Paramount Plus. Oh, okay. Supposed to be really good.
Maybe this Beavis and Butthead movie.
That's a lot. But yeah, at least one of those things. But yeah.
And don't forget your drama lists.
Yes. See you next week.